I'm relatively new to it. I only found out about disability snooker no more than 6 months ago. So it was a random Tuesday afternoon. I applied to come and play. And on the Saturday, I went and I won my first event. I played one event and won it. And it was in Preston, so it was local to me. I managed to go home after the first day knowing that I'd played three and won three. I then came back the next day, won the semis and won the final. And because I won that, they've invited me down here today to showcase disability snooker with the rest of the guys.
Now, you're quite a multi-talented guy. You're also a footballer. Firstly, tell us how you got into snooker and then we'll talk about your football.
Yeah, of course. So I got asked by the local manager at the snooker club in Preston. He said to me that the disability day is being held by the Loster Call Elite Snooker Club. He then said I should definitely put myself forward to play. So then that's how that came about. I then came on the Friday, met everybody, met all the staff, the chairman of the snooker. He said it's a fantastic opportunity. So when I came, I entered, I won, and now I'm here today looking to win more events throughout the year because we've got one in Northampton, we've got one in Derby next month, we've then got one in Cardiff, and then we've recently just been to Belgium, but unfortunately I wasn't able to make it, and it just shows you that there's so many players out there with disabilities who want to play snooker, and I'm just one of those just wanting to enjoy.
So, of course, you're a member of the England amputee football team and you've had some incredible moments, especially one last year. Tell us about that.
We was away in Turkey with the England team. We went to Istanbul. We was in the European Championship, so we qualified to go over there. We were given a fantastic opportunity with the facilities, the hotels, the pitches were unbelievable. We got to the final, which, like you say, we played Turkey in the final. We was actually playing at Beşiktaş's football stadium. There was over 40,000 fans who came to watch, which is unbelievable. To play football in front of a couple of hundred people is amazing, but to showcase amputee football in front of 40,000. This is all done as voluntary as well, because the FA don't particularly fund us very well. We have to fundraise pretty much every month. This year we go away to the World Cup in Mexico, which we also have to fund ourselves, which is a bit of a shame, but it's something that as an England player you do because you want to play for your country, you want to represent England at any level, and if it has to be at amputee football and you've got to fundraise it yourself, then so be it. But every single player is dedicated to the cause and we all raise the money we need to and we go away and we do our very best for the country.
And there's a manager that's quite familiar to the North West who's involved with your team, helps with the coaching, isn't there?
Yes. So Owen Coyle Senior is an ambassador of amputee football. Owen Coyle Junior is our England coach. He's our head coach. He's been involved with the sport now for a good number of years. He's only a young lad, so he's been involved with us for about 4 or 5 years. He's growing up to be a fantastic coach. He's great to have around as well. His experience from his dad is unbelievable. We get to go to his house and we get to train. And what they do for us, all voluntary as well, it is amazing. And I can't say anything nicer about them. They're both really nice people. And what they do for us as a charity and as a group of lads and as a person, you can't speak highly enough of him.
Now, Mickey, I've seen a video of you actually in action playing and it just looks incredible. I mean, it's hard to describe on the radio, but can you try and explain to people who are listening how you actually play, how your team's made up?
Yeah, so it's seven aside. We play on a seven-side pitch. We've got six outfield players. The goalkeeper will only have one arm. An outfield player will only have one leg. So you'll take your prosthetic leg off and you'll play on crutches. So you can imagine running around a football pitch on crutches. It does do a lot of damage to your arms, your hands. So you've got to be pretty physically fit to play the game. So it just means extra time in the gym, eating right, drinking right. But because you're playing for your country and because you know that it's all worth it in the end, you put the hard work in. And like you say, in Turkey, we got our just rewards. We should have probably won the whole tournament. We didn't play as well as we know we can do, but when there's 40,000 Turkish fans baying for blood, that you know you want, they want to win. And unfortunately, it wasn't to be, but we go again in the World Cup this year. Mexico will be amazing.
Yeah, you were just showing me your hands before, and they look like they're taking a bit of a battering. How do you deal with that?
Moisturiser. That's all you can say. Plenty of moisturiser, keep your hands nice and soft. We wear gloves as well, so when we're playing on the crutches, we've got these special type of gloves. Basically cycling gloves. They're the ones that you would use to try and protect it as much as possible. You've just got to keep going and you fight through every little bit of bruises, blood, skin, what does it matter? You play and you give everything you've got.
Mickey, you're a busy man, snooker, football. Tell us what you're aiming for then. What are your goals in both these sports?
Yeah, so it will start with snooker. Personally, I've got a couple of tournaments in a couple of months' time coming up, so if I can win a couple of those, we have the Champions of Champions as well coming up, so I want to be involved in that. I ultimately want to win everything. I want to do my best, try and say, whatever I win at snooker is brilliant. And then football this year, we go to Poland at the end of the month. We go to Ireland at the end of the month, to play against Ireland and Poland as a normal match going on. Then we go to America. Owen Coyle used to manage Houston Dynamo, so they're going to put us up there in Houston, and we're going to be able to use their facilities to play against USA, showcase amputee football in the States. And then we enter the World Cup coming up in Mexico, so it's a lot of things going on, a lot of hard work, a lot of fundraising, a lot of commitment, and hopefully we go to the World Cup and I'll come home as a World Cup winner.
Exciting times. Now, if people in the local area, people of Lancashire especially, want to keep up with what you're doing, how can they do that?
We have our website, which is the England Amputee Football Association. It's theeafa.co.uk if they want to check the results. We're also on Twitter as the England Amputee Football Association, and we're also on Facebook. So if anyone would like to follow us, please do. We need as many support as possible. And in the next couple of weeks, we're actually playing up at Fleetwood's training ground against a select Fleetwood 11. And that's all for charity. Our charity, as much money we raise as possible, all goes towards the events in the future. So yeah, it'll be great.